tzaddik. So the Shulchan Aruch over there is discussing what should a person do on Shabbos. So not surprisingly, after the meal, you should sit and learn. You sleep a little bit, but that's the halach in Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah brings kasva asvarim b'shem azoya, she mitzvah la'odam l'chadish chedusha teira b'shabbos. It's a special mitzvah, not only to learn on Shabbos, but to be mechadish chedusha teira. The Shari Tshuva brings this Zohar a little bit more barichos. I'll read to you the Zohar. I'll try my best. What exactly the Zohar says about someone that's mechadesh chedushei Torah on Shabbos. The kadnofik shapso, nishmas and salkin. When Shabbos concludes, so all the neshamas go back up to Shemayim. Which neshamas? The neshama Yisera, that a yid gets on Shabbos. Inun deshari alayu de Yisrael. In parentheses, neshama Yisera. V'kutsha b'richu shoyl, machidusha haba l'chu bahu amu b'yiraisa. When the neshama Yisera comes up to Shemayim, it itself has to give din v'cheshman to Hashem. Hashem asks it a question. Tell me a chiddush that you, Neshama Yisera, said over on Shabbos. This Zohar sounds a lot like the Evan Ezra that says that we get a Neshama Yisera so that we should be able to comprehend, we should be able to be masik more ruchnius. Rashi famously says in Masechet Tzibeah, Daf Tzayin, and Aleph, that why do we get a Neshama Yisera? You should be able to eat more, you should be able to drink more. But either way, Hashem doesn't ask the Neshama Yisera, what wine did you drink at the Shabbos meal? Hashem asks the Neshama Yisera, tell me a chidush, ma chidusha habaluchu, bahu alma bay raiso, zako mande chidusha. If somebody is Zoicha and he could tell Hashem a chiddush that he was mechadesh on Shabbos, kamached va'ovid. You can't imagine, says Zoicha, how happy Hashem gets. Kuchabrichu konis lepamalya today. Hashem brings his pamalya va'omer and he says shimu chidusha da'iraisa sha'omers nishmasa da'adaploini. Take, listen to the chiddush that this neshama you said on Shabbos. V'kamo yokor al yokor, and this is the punchline. Va'atora al atora ma'atrin le'avua da'hu barnash tamon. And you can't imagine, says the Zoicha, the covet that they give this neshama's father for the chidushei Torah that his son said on Shabbos. Kama tzadikaya ma'atrin le. The Shari Tshuva brings this Zohar HaKadosh right here in Hilchas Shabbos. It's on the page on the Mishnah Berurah. In Siman Reish Tzadik. And he says, v'remez l'dover. The fourth of the Ten Commandments is Shabbos. The fifth of the Ten Commandments is kabed es avicha v'asimecha. You have it in Parashas Kedoshim too. Ish imoy v'aviv tiro. The Eshap Soisai Tishmoyer, why does the Torah always put Kibbut Ava'im together with Shabbos? Because it's a very special Kibbut Ava'im that a person can fulfill on Shabbos that he can't fulfill during the rest of the week, and that is being Mechadash Chedushei Torah. Incidentally, the Mishnah Berurah says, what about someone who it's difficult for him to be Mechadash Chedushei Torah? Umisha Enei Bar Hochi, Lechadash Yilmoy Dvarim Shloi Lomad Adheina. At the very least, learn something new. And if you learn something new, that too can fall under the purview of Chedushei Torah, and this person's father, or presumably mother as well, has a tremendous effect in the Pamal Yishamayla.